Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's This Nonsense Again. Are you ready? It's Is It Just Me, the podcast where we talk about all sorts of very in-depth, very serious social etiquette mires and laws of today.
And nonsense.
And we take it all very, very, very not seriously. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Joe Elvin.
And I'm the other one. I'm James Williams.
Yeah, and it isn't just us, thank God. Don't worry. Don't panic. We've got an actual bona fide national treasure with us this week. It's only Lorraine Kelly, everybody.
Hello. Hello, hello. It's hello. Really good to be here.
You sounded you just didn't want to impose. Hello. I'm here. Yeah.
Lorraine, I'm not going to lie, I'm very excited, but every single person I've told you're doing this podcast, even my sort of podcast sceptic friends, have all said they're now going to listen to this episode, so thank you.
Oh, good.
Hang on a minute. Podcast sceptic friends. I think that's an oxymoron for a podcaster.
They're the ones I've had to physically pull the phone out of their hands and make them discover their podcast app and
name
subscribe to the show.
And shame.
Exactly.
Is there anybody I know?
No, all the ones you know are pretty loyal listeners. they know what's good for them.
They know.
There are a few. But anyway, I'm sure Lorraine's going to win them over.
It's the Way Forward podcast.
It is.
Don't you think?
Well, the world's in his wife is launching one, Lorraine. So
I know.
It's a jungle out there now.
It is.
I am not above bullying people listening to my
quite
podcast.
Quite right too.
How are you?
Really good, Tom.
Fresh off the telly.
Yes.
You've raced over to us this morning.
Absolutely.
How's the new studios working? Are you liking
my
London?
What? Yeah, it's really good. It does feel weird though, because we're at the BBC.
Yeah.
Except we're not. It's not called the BBC anymore.
Yeah.
But it does feel a bit odd because they've kept a lot of this sort of original infrastructure. So there's a lot of the signs and things like that.
Oh, really?
And pictures everywhere of, like, you know, people that grace the BBC. Legends,
yeah.
Legends. So yeah, we're standing on the shoulders of giants.
Right. Oh, come on, but you are a legend.
No, no.
I know you're going to...
Only because I've been around for ages.
I know you're going to bat that one away. But what would morning television be without Lorraine? I just don't even want to conceive of such a world.
Yeah, the nation would go into mourning, I think, Lorraine.
It'd be funny. I just think it's because I've been here for ages and I've sort of grown up with people. Mm. And at that time in the day, a lot of people are watching, like, you know, they're sort of watching in the kitchen and they're watching in the bedroom. And it's kind of a much more intimate thing.
Mm.
So people feel that when I'm walking about, people feel that they really know me. And I think that's lovely. It's like I'm their pal. Which is great.
You
must get down the street now.
But it's brilliant. And do you know what? It takes you 2 minutes to have a wee chat, wee selfie, have a wee blether, and then off you go.
Yeah, but that time's like 50 when you're trying to get your Waitrose done.
I know, but it's people are really genuinely really nice to me. It must be awful if you're like a soap baddie or something and people are really horrible to you and shouting things and shouting abuse.
But, I mean, you know, I've had friends who've done the morning breakfast slot, and they've not lasted. You know, they've said they can do it. It's a bit like working in the city, I always think. It's like the hours are hard going, and you've just managed to... What is the secret?
I don't know, because you're right, you can burn out. You have to, but I've kind of got the constitution of a wee Shetland pony, and I just keep going, and I've seen all of these regime changes over the years, and I think the most important thing is that I really, really genuinely love it.
Mm.
I really do. I mean, what's not to like?
Have you always been a morning person,
No, not at all. My mum, when I was a teenager, my mum used to throw water on me to get me up in the morning. I was terrible. It like dragged me out of bed and I was clinging on, you know. Like,
I can't imagine Lorraine Kelly being a stroppy teenager.
Well, I was a really stroppy teenager.
That would also make a good real life feature now. The woman who, I have to throw water on my child to get her out of bed.
Exactly.
You'd be interviewing that woman.
I'd be there.
Sure.
I would. We'll probably do that tomorrow.
But what's it like? I don't want to be pushing you out the door. And do you ever allow yourself to think about? I mean, there will come a day when you don't do it.
Sure, of course, of course.
Is there a fantasy around that first day? Or?
No, I think it'd be really weird because I can't imagine myself not doing it. I mean, I am going to be 60 next year, so that's a long, crazy. You know, that's been a long time I've been doing
Can
it.
Can you
over.
Please try to start looking 60?
But you know what? So it's really irritating. Funny. Somebody tweeted a shot of me. It was the first ever publicity shot that I got, and it was a way back. And, you know, it's a proper one where you've got makeup on and it's a studio and a real photographer. And I look 102. I really do. It's the only reason that people think I look young now is because back then I looked so old, because it was the 80s and the big hair and the big saucers for earrings and the whole kind of dynasty makeup thing. It made us all look older. Yeah, we looked terrible.
It was the biggest ever bullying trick played upon women, I think. Yeah. The 80s.
The perm is terribly aging in itself. I don't know if you even had one of those, Lorraine.
I had a demi-bathe, which is worse than a perm. Yes.
Was it a halfway house?
And no, it was awful, and my hair was like jet black. I looked completely bizarre and weird.
I had something called a mini vague. Ooh. They called it at the hairdressers, and it was basically like, you know, do you remember perms? You weren't.
Of course I do.
You know when you sort of like, you got it, and it was like full on like, you know, Marsha Clark, OJ's
attorney,
like absolutely really, really tight, fuzzy, wuzzy curls.
Yeah.
And then so you got it because you were waiting for the sort of like 4 or so weeks when it relaxed a little bit. And that was the favourite bit of it.
There was a day when it was okay.
The idea of the mini vague was to go straight to that
relaxed situation.
I mean, it was, but it just looked like you hadn't brushed your hair because it was sort of like straight from the crown and then like a couple of little crinkles at the bottom.
But my mum gave me a home perm, and that's child abuse. That is child abuse. I looked bizarre. I looked like I put my finger in the electric socket and it just gone, whoa, like that.
I just remember the smell of perms. My grandma, you would have a perm every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, her hair was like a Brillo pad by the end.
My Auntie Mary would do that. My Auntie Mary would grab you, scrub your neck and give you a perm.
Nothing says true love like a home perm.
And it's just shocking, isn't it, that first time you look in the mirror. Why did we do it to
ourselves?
Well, there were whispers of it back in vogue, wasn't there, a couple of years ago? The perm, and I was like, no.
Many things come back, but that should never.
No.
Never come.
I mean, unless, we could be wrong, of course, and there could be people out there who are big fans of perms. So if you have any strong perming views, do email them to us at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
We'd
love to be told we're wrong.
I think you've got more chance of winning the lottery than finding somebody who wants a perm now.
Well, let's see. What emails we get? We might get the perm army out in force, the Blue Rinse Brigade.
So what plans have we got? What have you got coming up this year?
You love travelling, don't you?
I do, yeah. I do. I went to Antarctica last year, and it'd be hard to top that. I've always wanted to do that since I was a kid. I've been interested in Sir Ernest Shackleton's my hero, and we sort of followed his journey in a much bigger boat and in luxury, thank you very much. But it was amazing. It was amazing. I want to go to Greenland this year. My daughter lives in Singapore now, lives and works in Singapore, so I'm going to go over and see
she's
her.
She's only 11.
I know that. I know, I put out to work early because I thought she's turning her keep.
That's actually Singapore. Terrified me.
I know,
yeah.
I know. She's 23 now.
No.
Yeah,
so how come she didn't live in Singapore?
Well, she wasn't sure, like an awful lot after she got her degree, she wasn't sure what she wanted to do, and she went to Singapore to work for a charity.
Yeah.
And now she's got a great job at an agency and doing really well. I'm awful proud of her because that's a hard thing to go to a completely different part of the world. And it works out really well because her lunch hour coincides with like 6 o'clock in the morning, which is when I get into work.
Okay.
So while I'm getting my hair done, not permed, but while I'm getting my hair done, I can talk to her. So it's fantastic, and there's something about seeing a wee face.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's so difficult. You know about going to Australia and about how far away that is and how hard that was. Mm-hmm. But now, I've got family in Australia and being able to see them.
Yeah.
You know, you see that wee baby rather than just getting pictures 4 weeks later.
FaceTime in Skype.
But except my dad will, you know, you'll be FaceTiming my dad and then he'll say, anyway, I've got to go and stand up. And then you realise he's sitting there in his underpants.
Nice.
And you get a big,
nice.
Oi. Budgie smugglers, as they're called in Australia.
No, put that away.
Well, since my mum's discovered FaceTime, there's just no hiding my hangovers anymore.
Oh, that's true, because they know. They can see.
You know,
it's
terrible.
Oh, that's true. There are pros and cons, yes.
I wondered if the travel sort of show would be interesting for you.
I do travel writing, and my husband's a cameraman, so he'll do like little things that we put online, and I do enjoy that. But to be honest with you, I just love going on my holidays and not having all of that.
You don't want a busman's holiday.
Don't give her that idea, because we could do that. If she wants to do it, then also, you go with her.
Also, I love that you're not afraid of a cold holiday, Lorraine. You're a true Celt like myself.
No, absolutely. absolutely. Well, I want to go to Greenland, is what, you know, I was saying I want to go there. But in Antarctica, I did the polar plunge. You know, when you jump in. It was really, really stupid because I had a big furry hat on and gloves. And I took all my clothes off and I had my bikini and I ran in and ran back out again, obviously, really quickly. Yeah. But then I had to put all my clothes back on and they were all inside out. And I was freezing. It was so, obviously, I was freezing. It was so, I've never been so cold. Couldn't feel a thing from the neck down.
I just don't think I could do it. I'm enough of a wuss. I mean, I was in Pembrokeshire a couple of weeks ago on a very hot day.
Yeah.
And I could even handle the water there. I literally went in about ankle deep. I was like, nope, not going in.
But you kind of had to do
ridiculous.
It.
Yeah.
It is cold.
Some friends of mine went to the Lido at the weekend. I'm like, it's 15 degrees. It's, you know.
But once you're in...
Yeah, I suppose. And I do get the ones that are moving around in it. Yeah.
I'm Australian.
Uh-huh.
I like a tepid ocean.
Exactly. Yeah. A warm ocean. Yeah. Like a warm
You'll never get that in the Atlantic, will you?
No. But when I was a kid, we went to the seaside in, you know, like in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And also in Ayrshire, and that was seriously freezing.
My friend Ryan, who listens to the podcast occasionally, he's a bit fair weather, but he does occasionally. His mum... She jumps in the Irish Sea every day.
Wow!
Every day, like the year
round.
Well,
that might be a beauty thing because remember,
well,
you know,
back
in the day, Joan Crawford used to have ice. She used to put her face in a big bucket of ice because it would preserve.
That was to warm her up, though. By
the way, it was actually. Yeah. She was Antarctica, I think. Yeah. I think she was definitely.
She was unfriendly waters. Yeah. Well, I think that we've segued beautifully to our first topic. I think then, have we not?
Oh, blimey.
Is it just me that has a paper diary instead of an electric one? Or one that's on the interweb?
What are those electric ones?
One that's on the interweb. Because I try really hard and I put it in my phone and then I send myself an email to remind myself and then I write it down on a bit of paper. And it's the bit of paper that actually gets me through because I can get a pen and I can score it off and I can tick it.
We're all going to sound super old now.
We really are because I'm in that weird sort of transitional phase now where I have paper and I have phone.
That's the same with me.
I'm with you, Lorraine. With that fail, in my paper diary, I will never forget anything.
Exactly.
But if it's in my phone, because I never seem to get the alerts right.
No, exactly. Of course.
I need like an alert like 36 hours before.
And I need to put down what I'm doing and then I feel happy when I've ticked it and I've done it.
Yeah.
And then when it's in the phone, it's like it's not really real.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I feel the same way because, you know, I think there's something quite nice about, you know, going a bit retro in lots of things. Like, I've talked about how, you know, I love my vinyl record player.
So do I.
Embracing DVDs. I don't know why, in this binge watching
phase,
you don't actually choose often, but now I've actually revisiting like loads of classic films I've got on DVD that I haven't watched for years that aren't on things like Netflix or Amazon Prime. So just the act of putting a DVD in, I find, you know, you really want to see this.
But you've been a rebel as well, aren't you?
Exactly. There's something about that. Fossil.
And there is something about writing something down on a piece of paper with a pen. It's like, ha 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 ha. I've been really, really naughty here.
And I think the electronic diary thing, it's one of those ways in which I think we've conned ourselves that we're being so super efficient with our modern technology.
Yeah.
Have you tried, when you actually write something in a diary versus inputting it into your calendar on your iPad or your phone, it's a right ball ache. It takes forever. It absolutely takes forever.
A ball ache is the word to describe.
Oh,
exactly.
And I don't like my balls to ache.
No, nor me. Nor me.
But also I find when people update, so say you've agreed to something on your diary, I think you get the updates. They seem to kind of like double up. Is it just me?
I know what you mean. I do. And I also think as well that with, you know, with phones and stuff like that, when I was wee, before all this craziness and mobile phones and whatnot, you would phone up your pal and you'd say, I'll meet you at such and such a place, or you'd see them in real life and you'd say, I'll meet you there, and you went and you turned up.
Yeah.
And now you don't, because you go, oh, I'm running late, or oh, I can't be bothered, or oh, I'm making an excuse.
I would love to know if there's a way of actually figuring out if as a global nation we've become worse at timekeeping because of mobile phones.
Whereas you think that's supposed to make you better, no? It makes you worse.
I think you're totally, because when you didn't have a phone, you had to turn up on time.
You
whereas
absolutely
now,
did.
Whereas now, you can say, oh, I'm running 15 minutes late, I'm running half an hour late. I mean, we've done a whole big thing before on how people are getting later and later, it feels.
They are. No, you're
I'm actually not even apologising for it.
No.
Go on, I'm getting ranty already. But I will say this, without fail, when I produce my lovely Smythe and diaries, I believe in like actually having a nice diary.
I love investing in good stationery.
And, but without fail, when I produce one, people always go, oh, how cute, I love your diary. Like, it's like an antique.
Really?
Like it's a Ming, like it's a Ming vase. Like a Fabergé egg. I'm like...
I find that a bit extreme that people would be that weirded out by.
Depends on the age.
I get the same sort of almost sympathy look as I used to get when I used to have an iPhone 5. You know, you know that, like, what is that?
I need, oh, shame. Because I also think with the paper diary, I mean, I've got the memory, my memory's like a sieve.
Me too. There's too much going on.
But if I've got that week in front of me and I've written on it, in just the actual physical act of writing helps you cement something. Yep. But also, I sort of like almost call up the look of the page in my head like a photo, which I can't do if it's an iPhone update. Yep. I can't do it.
I even write it down in a wall chart. I've got a calendar, and actually, kind of put it in the box. I write it down, and that's really
good. I have friends like that who, for birthdays, they're really good. They get a calendar every year, and they write everyone's birthday of the year. And, I guess that's what Facebook's for. I'm terrible. I will use Facebook.
But the time it pings up, it's too late.
Often it is.
It's too late on the day. Oh, somebody's birthday. What do I do now? Do I say happy birthday on Facebook because I'm really haven't sent you a card or a present? What do I do?
But that's the thing, it's so meaningless, isn't it? If you get a happy birthday now on Facebook, it's just because Facebook
exactly told it's not because everybody
the way I sort of reconcile that is I make an effort to try and say not just happy birthday name,
right?
I always try and make something a nice bit message. Personal bit quippy rather than it just being a box, otherwise you might just have
but here's the thing, right? I'm friends, I don't know how, but I'm friends with David Furnish on Facebook.
Are you? What, Elton John's finger?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
I don't know.
You're mixing baby.
I know.
Sophisticated circles.
Get me.
Only on Facebook, though.
But we don't interact at all. I mean, if I saw him on the street now and said, David, he'd be like, who the hell is this Luke?
But you're friends on Facebook.
Obviously, something happens sometimes. But every year, without fail, he wishes me happy birthday.
Oh.
But that's the only interaction we ever have.
No, but that's still really nice.
It is nice, but it's
meaningless.
He doesn't know me.
He may have done.
So I always feel like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's nice that he typed it in, but he doesn't know me.
But maybe he did what I did.
He's going to unfriend me now.
But maybe he did what I did, because I did make a pact a few years ago to wish everyone happy birthday for at least a year, just to see. Yeah. And then, when it is true, you reap what you sow. My then birthday.
And then you feel really...
It was unbelievable.
And you feel really good. You're getting all these messages.
It's quite nice. Happy days. It doesn't take very much out of your day to do that.
No.
True. I don't actually know you very well, so I'm not going to say happy birthday to you.
I know what you mean.
But I must say hello, happy birthday to this person.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There are some people I go, but they're the people that are a bit like, why did we become friends in the first place? You always feel a bit random then wishing them happy birthday.
My friend list today, there's about 18 birthdays.
That's a stressful day.
Jeez.
That's a lot. That's a big thing that your day answering.
Yeah, exactly. Forget what I said. It is a big part of your day then, if you've got that many.
See, I think I got drunk one year and just saw David Furnish come up on some of my friends and added it to see what would happen. And I think that's what happened.
It's like a game of dare.
I think that's why we're friends.
Yeah. But actually, going back to the diary thing, I also have a pencil system in my diary.
Oh gosh, yes, because you can pencil something in and then you can rub it out.
And obviously, as somebody who invests in a nice diary, I'm not going to then have horrible crossings out. But I know what that means, and I just feel like you don't have that equivalent. So you can't put a tentative
phone
thing in, can you?
I've never tried.
There probably isn't.
There probably isn't. We don't know.
All these
you
very cool
it.
Millennials will be listening and go, oh my God, of course there is. If we're getting it all wrong, again, do email us at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
And also, we've got to keep Smartson in business.
We do. We love Smartson. Yeah.
They are very posh.
Do you think you're either a stationary person or you're not? Do you think that's true?
But there's something lovely about it. And do you know what? I love getting letters. Yeah. I love getting letters.
Yeah,
there's something very special.
I don't get them.
Well, I do get some green ink letters. They're always a worry.
Isn't it? It's universal truth that the lunatics write in green ink.
And the worst.
And Joe Elvin.
Joe Elvin is jotting
down
notes
in green ink.
I do have green.
Or purple.
Because in my job, then there's no disputing if I've written something out of proof.
Okay. No, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of letters, I had this thought the other day. Will the Queen, do you think, send herself a telegram when she hits 100?
Oh, I would think so. I would hope
so.
Because
you?
It's mad. It's like a bonkers thing to do. And will she send Philip one? Philip one is 100.
Because his is going to be coming up soon, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got it.
Really?
If everyone,
he's about
97 or 98.
Yeah, something
like that. If anyone at Buckingham Palace is listening and knows the actual protocol, we'd love to be told what happens when the Queen or the Prince Philip turn.
I think she'll do it. I hope she does.
Well, it's at least she could do it. She could hand it over to him as well.
And I hope I think she will reach 100. I mean, she looks in great form.
She does, doesn't
she? So I think she'll be
all right. Absolutely, she will.
Good. I think so.
Yeah. Well, she's probably listening. She's got great taste.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, Lorraine and Joe, is it just me, and I'm not ashamed to admit this, that has pretty much a laundry basket full of dry clean only clothes? And the irony here is, right, clearly these are clothes that have been sat there for probably about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably expensive because obviously, why would they be dry clean?
Absolutely.
So I'm basically not getting my value per wear, am I? Because I've just got a real mental block about going to the dry cleaners. Wow. It just feels like a faff.
It's another one of those ball aches, isn't it?
Life's ball aches.
It really is.
You should rename the podcast.
This one weighs on both my balls. But it's, I'll be honest with you, I could probably have my own private island by now if I wasn't so diligent with my dry cleaning, because most of my clothes, I sort of buy something and think, that's nice, I like that, and then look in the label and go,
I've
done it again.
Yeah. And it's usually when you
bought it. All my clothes are dry clean only.
It's too easy.
But to be honest, I will honestly say, if it's dry, if I knew that beforehand, I probably wouldn't buy it.
And then the thing is, you do have to dry clean it, because I have tried. Yeah. I've thought to myself, I could have been bothered, I'll put it in the washing machine, it'll be totally fine. And then the jumper comes out like fitting action.
Well,
man,
the one that scares me,
and it's so horrible.
You know, I get really scared, because I do think you can sort of get the ones you can hand wash.
Right.
I think you can get away with a very delicate setting on your machine. Okay. The ones that scare me are the no hand wash. That means they can't even get wet.
This is my ninja skill.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
I will come around. I can halve that. I bet you there's loads of things in there that I know don't need to go to the dry cleaners.
Right. I guess I'm a bit... Because I have been burnt by it, because I've put that jumper on. I've been burnt by the dry. I can get been a bit rogue with your dry
James
cleaning.
James Williams, my struggle.
I know.
Yeah.
This is the most middle class conversation ever. Oh my dry cleaning woes. Yeah. But yeah, it's just I almost want to say, who invented dry clean only clothes? I hate them.
I know. I do as well.
It's just, and life's inconvenient enough without dry clean only clothing.
I know. And ironing, I draw the line. I just want to wear clothes that you don't have to iron, because ironing is just the worst thing ever.
Do you iron? Because I don't.
No, I absolutely don't. I mean, my poor wee girl grew up wearing wrinkled clothes. People think that poor orphan of the storm, because
nobody died.
No, it was fine. It was okay.
But I hate ironing.
I have a separate laundry basket for my dry cleaning. Because
so organised.
No, it's not. It's defence, because. I've got a childminder who's at my house every day, and my husband, who are both basically remedial when it comes to successfully doing a load of washing.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, Ross, you know, he and I fight about this all the time. If I'm away for any time, I come home and go, oh God, you've done the washing, haven't you? And he's like, well, yeah. And it's like, I find...
They shouldn't be allowed.
I find...
No, they shouldn't.
The wrong things drip drying in the wrong place, all hung up so that they're forever misshapen.
And then you get the sort of look of, look, I've done the washing with pride.
Hideous.
And you think, no, but just don't.
No,
actually, just don't. Because it's better you don't.
It's a bit like somebody who can't cook,
isn't it?
It
was the day I came home one day and I found... Because I'd been saying to... Our child might go, you don't have to do the laundry. That's not your job. She's like, I don't mind. When I was inside thinking, please don't do the laundry.
It's because you ruin clothes.
Yeah, and when I came in one day and I had, it was only a cheap top from COS, but it was one of my favourite tops.
Yeah.
And I found it drip drying and half the size it used to be.
Oh.
And I sort of found it, and before I could control myself, I went, oh, fuck! Like this. And she sort of said, I said, Listen, Violetta, I've said it nicely, but now I'm saying, don't wash my clothes. So that, but I have to hide things from the mother-in-law, everybody, because I feel like I'm the only person in the world who looks at labels.
Yes.
So you need to make a padlock on your laundry, your dry clean only.
And I mean,
laundry basket.
And, you know, if they, if any of those people were here, they would say, I'm a weirdo about the laundry. It's like, and I accept that.
But you've just made me think of something else about this that gets me a bit annoyed. Now, see, if I was talking about big designer pieces, like if I was spending a lot of money, you kind of expect, don't you, high end, that's going to be really expensive fabric. Okay, if you're buying a designer item, you expect that to be
And you're not going to be the Fiddy Off Nearly, are you? It's a for specials.
What annoys me, I love you, Zara, but these trousers I'm wearing today, for example, they're Zara.
Yeah, which we love.
Why are Zara doing dry clean only clothing?
I don't think they are, just feeling them. But I think that Zara, I think they just look around the factory floor and just put whatever label.
Shove it on.
I honestly think there's a lot of that.
But you're right,
on,
if something is great, if something's a bargain, you shouldn't then have to spend as much money getting it dry cleaned as you paid for it in the first place.
I would argue Cos is... Okay, it's a bit mid-range high street. It's high street,
no, but it's true. But what I will say, this is my a bit of life advice from me for everybody: never, ever buy anything white that says dry clean only.
Oh, really?
You'll get like 3 wears out of it before it goes a tea bag colour.
And that's with dry cleaning it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I don't think I could wear white.
You've got to work. You've got to machine wash your whites, people.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the only way to keep them white.
But I do notice. I mean, you know, it's hard to get your whites white in London. Because the water's so hard.
It's minging. Yeah. It's minging. That's the one thing I miss about being down here and being at home. Because when I'm at home, you just put the tap on and you drink the water, obviously.
Do you notice your hair changes texture?
Yes.
It's really
crazy. It's like you've got residue on your hair down here. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love London. It's an amazing city.
Oh,
but
the
water's rubbish.
That's the one bad thing about it.
I love my hard water hairdos because I've got very thin hair. So I need it.
But I do find it when I go home, though. But it's more like I just forget, and it's just a lot fluffier when I go home to Wales.
Yes.
You know. And
fluffy hair.
Whites and fluffy hair. We were worried we wouldn't have enough to say on this subject. And look, here we are, talking about hard water.
I'm really good at keeping whites white.
That's a skill. That's a proper skill.
Yeah, like a laundry ninja, Joe.
It's the one household duty that I find I really like.
I was going to say, do you enjoy it?
But how do you get them white then? Because I just don't wear white because of that very thing that they turn out grey and I can't wear them.
It's not grey. I mean, the eco warriors would be cross with me. But it's don't overload.
Right.
Absolutely don't. You've got to let the soap suds get in there.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a fan of a bit of vanished gold. Oh.
I'm with
wash.
You. Yes, that'll do. Thank you.
These Dr. Beckman white glow sachets.
Do they work?
Love them. Because I've seen people doing their neck curtains in those, and they really come out lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't see enough neck curtains these days.
You don't. Whatever happened to neck curtains?
I think they went out with a perm.
I never thought about it until my mother-in-law, like we're on a dad's ad, went, how do you keep your white so white?
Brilliant.
Yeah. I sense a sponsorship coming on somehow.
Enough brand names in there. Something's going to come off. Yeah.
I don't kind of remember what we started off talking about. Oh, Lord, a dry cleaner. So how am I going to sum this on? Yeah, basically, I need to get on board a bit more. Because it's just laziness. I actually ended up the other day Googling. I put into Google Maps dry cleaners.
Right.
And I found that there's actually one 2 minutes on my house.
There's apps and they'll come and pick it up for you.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow.
That's a revelation.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
She really is the laundry ninja.
Absolutely.
Laundrap. Check it out.
That's life changing, is that?
I mean,
that's life changing.
You won't eat for 2 weeks, but your laundry will be done. So James has had some fan mail and he really wants to read it out.
No.
Let's just talk about yourselves for a minute, Lorraine.
No, actually, this is actually a very appropriate listener email because I believe this lovely Lisa is actually somebody I did physically bully into discovering her podcast app.
Excellent.
But look, we're reaping the rewards now because lovely Lisa has got in touch to say, hello, Joe and James. Yes, you met me back in February in Miami at a friend's.
She says, and I thought he was all right.
All right. I did let her crash in my room one night because she was basically going off travelling. And she's now travelling. And she said, he told me he had a podcast. And I've heard of these strange things for years, but I've never felt the interest to listen to any of them before. So while I've been travelling around South America on a bus journey for 8 hours plus, I've been binge listening to you. Oh, thank you, Lisa. She says, you two have helped me pop my podcast cherry, as it were. I feel that the last 2 months you've travelled around South America with me.
Oh.
And it's been a great comfort. Well, Lisa, you know I love you, and I love you even more for actually listening. And if you are listening and you want to send us a nice email or suggest some guests you want to see on the show, or you've got some topic suggestions, we always love hearing from you. So we'll plug the email address one more time.
Is it just me podcast at gmail.com.
Get in
touch. Thanks for that, Lisa. Although, you know, don't let us distract you too much from the beautiful surrounds of South America.
Indeed. You miss a lot.
We really
miss an awful lot.
Yeah. You know, our oral skills. Indeed. You know, we're quite a distraction.
I mean, you know, we're great, but
I think South America's better.
Might be a bit greater.
But does this mean we're technically big in South America?
Huge in South America.
There you go. We'll put that on some sort of poster quote.
Do it.
Yeah. Australia as well.
Everywhere. We're global.
Scotland. Everywhere.
We will be now.
Just me who can't think of one of these personal mantras or mottos that people seem to have. Oh my god, does that mean you're disgusted with me or just the
Lorraine
rolled her eyes so far back in her head there.
No, I haven't really got one of those. I don't. Well, though, I suppose the only one I've got is my granny always had this thing about don't keep things till bests. So she would do, like, she would say, and she's quite right, you know that way that we say, oh, that underwear, that's my good underwear, so I'm not going to wear that. So
underwear.
It's no, neither do I actually, to be fair. I have really terrible underwear.
That's where my laundry skills reach
they fall down. Yeah. But yeah, it's that thing of, but you know, a lot of us do that, though. We'll say, oh, don't, you know, that's my best dress, or that's my best pair of shoes. And we kind of do that. But she always used to say, just every day is best. That was her thing. You know, she always used to say that. She quite liked that.
Wear your dry, clean, only clothing every day. Don't just say it's the best. No, I think that's a really nice one.
I like that sort of like that reminder to not take any particular day for granted.
Yeah.
You don't know, do you?
But the sort of ones where there's a wee picture of a dog with big eyes and then they're saying something underneath that's just so sickly sweet, you can actually feel your teeth melting. I don't like those.
I think people have become obsessed with the Instagram quote. I don't know, have I got one? I often get asked, and you must as well, you get interviewed all the time. I did an interview for just a little Q&A thing for Broadcast magazine the other day, and that's what made me think, but they ask you big questions like that, and it's like, I don't have a motto.
I don't. I guess, see, if it's anything, it would be seize the day. I guess it would. And I think we all should be like that, but oftentimes we're not until something happens that makes us reassess our lives, you know, and you sort of think,
like, such a pressure, doesn't it?
I know, because otherwise we're just all muddling along.
There's such a demand for it, though, because people who love it. I mean, some of those Instagram accounts have huge followings for people clearly just maybe we're too happy. maybe we don't need these positive quotes.
I just think sometimes you're too, you know, it's a wee bit like social media in that. You know, sometimes if I go away on holiday, but we were lucky enough to go to South America and I absolutely adored it. I really did. It was brilliant. But I was too busy having a good time to tell everybody I was having a good time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you look on social
That's
media sometimes.
That's so old-fashioned of you, Lorraine.
That's so paper diary of you, Lorraine.
Yeah. But it's true. And sometimes you've got to take all of that with a pinch of salt. When you see, because we've all done it, I sometimes see things on Facebook and on social media and I think, they're having the best life. Look at them. They look gorgeous and they're with gorgeous people in a gorgeous place. And then you look and say, hang on a minute, they've actually put a filter on that. In all senses, you know, not just visually, but in every way.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not having such a great time, because if they were, they wouldn't really be wanting to tell me about it. They would just be having it and loving it and doing it.
I'm often, you know? I mean, I'm one of those people. I use social media, but I wouldn't say
I'm prolific
on it. But, you know, I remember when I had my 40th birthday and I actually got
messages. You're never 40, babe.
Bless you. I got messages from my family because they said, are you all right? Because you've not put up a single picture of your... You know, there were like 30 of us in Mykonos on my 40th birthday. It was amazing.
Like
you said, I was having so much fun.
That you didn't think
about it. I didn't think to take... And that's terrible, because I'm not very good at taking pictures anyway. And
sure.
Because I've got friends that do... They're always the picture takers.
What an age we live in where there's so therefore everyone's concerned.
Partied too hard and died in Mykonos.
He's not on social media. He must be dead.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's actually really sad when you think about it. It's crazy.
The only motto I've ever had was my father always used to say, not sounds like he's dead, he's not dead, but like he used to, when I was a kid, just head down, bum up, Joanne.
I like that.
Head down, bum up.
I like head down, bum up, because that's I think my dad would have said that to me as well.
Yeah.
My parents, it's always that thing of, you know, the real work ethic. They weren't pushy in the sense, but it was always like, you turn up. I mean, I never was allowed a day off school. There was no way.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be dying of the cold.
My parents didn't know about
it. It was just like, you went to school, that was it. You know, don't give me that. What do you mean you've broken your leg? Drag yourself, hop to school, you know? I was like, But I'm quite glad they did, because it, you know, it gave me that work ethic to keep going.
It's funny, though, that, oh, I think all three of us feel, you go to your parents, and you always think that you rebel so hard against your parents when you're a teenager, but lo and behold, we're all sat here now going, what are the words you live by?
It was actually what they said, that's true.
So, I mean, the one like thing, I mean, this is going to die, I'm such a spoiled brat, but like, me and my sister are very lucky, and my parents, and everyone always says, that's so sweet. So my mum and dad are big believers in, even though we're now both in our 40s, my parents still spoil us. They will, like, they'll buy us things for our houses, or they'll give us money for random things. And my friends always say, you are so spoiled. I mean, I say, well, the thing is, my parents would rather spend the money while they're alive and watch us enjoy than be that person that sits there on the cash and then dies and leaves it to you in their will. They've said to us, there's not going to be very much left, but you're going to have it while we're alive, so we can see you enjoy it.
I think that's really
good. But it kind of plays into the whole thing. It's like living life while you're alive. Yes. Not...
I'm going to make my parents listen to this podcast. Because they are very much at the opposite end.
Like, I think most parents are. Yeah, I am very lucky. If you're listening, love you, Mummy and Daddy. As the typical sport brat that I am. No, but yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I think it's the simple things, but it's often the ones... there's a reason why, you know, the old ones are the good ones, and it's things like seizing the day and not sweating the small stuff, although we do sweat the small stuff, obviously, on this podcast.
Well, but all of us do. Mm. And it's like I say, it's only if something awful happens to somebody that you love or to yourself that you kind of reassess, because we don't.
Yeah.
When do we ever sit down and say, right, what am I doing? Where am I going? What's the meaning of life? We don't.
No.
We don't, because we're too busy thinking, should I have that coffee or that bun with that coffee, or do I not?
Or you think you've been dealt the toughest hand in life when a train's late.
Yeah,
you
know, and you then go, I know, and you get really cross about stuff. Yeah.
It's not important, is it? What is important, though, Lorraine, before you go, I have to ask you, because I'm desperate to have a Border Terrier.
Oh my God, they're the best dogs in the world.
Are they really?
Yeah, they are. They are.
Sorry, if you don't know, Lorraine basically has the cutest Border Terrier.
Angus.
Baby Angus. Oh my God, he's adorable. He's gorgeous. He's an angel.
And
he's my son. He is my son, actually. He has a son I never had.
You know, I'm toying a big figure out of getting a dog.
Get a dog and get a Border Terrier. The reason we got a Border Terrier is my husband's a cameraman and he filmed a thing called Vets.
Right,
he's gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he filmed Vets in Practice and he was talking to a lot of vets and saying, what's the best dog? And every single vet says a Border Terrier.
Really?
Because they're funny, they're cheeky, they're bright.
Face like my Bella, look.
That's what I thought, actually. Yeah,
it's just full of character and they're gorgeous. They're great with kids. They don't, if you're bothered about, they don't shed.
Yeah,
their
wee
hair doesn't, but that doesn't really matter. And they're just really good wee dogs. Bright as buttons, loyal, and they're like the SAS because they're tough.
Oh,
okay,
cause
and vets love them because vets can do, you know, all the stuff that they have to do to be animals, and they don't.
Oh, good. Because it really put me off. Somebody said they're not good. If you've never had one before, don't get this is your first dog. And I was going, but they sound like, I don't know. They just said that
they're not cuddly dogs.
No,
they wouldn't be cuddly.
Are they very sensitive?
No, they're hard. The SES.
Oh, he's okay.
The SES of dogs.
I'm pretty much sold anyway.
But they're great. They're
that's exciting. We can have a pod dog.
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh,
we've already got one with Bella, really.
She's not interested in our shit.
We've had Angus on the show, and it's like, he's got his own fan club. People adore him.
No,
because he is so cute.
Well, it was really weird. Again, you know, I was watching your show, and I'd already been looking at Border Terriers, and then when I saw you had them, I was like... And I keep saying, I want a dog. And they keep going, which one's that? I'm going, Lorraine Kelly's dog.
And do you know what? It's really bad. I do dress him up. I do. And I'm sorry to do that to him. But he's got a wee sailor's outfit, obviously. And he's got a wee Paddington Bear outfit. And he's got a police dog outfit.
I saw him in that Mac.
Dry clean only.
You had a Mac on him the other week on the show, didn't you?
No, he really suited that. I thought he really suited it. I don't do it all the time because that would be really bad. And he sort of freezes when you put things on him. Cool. And then he's all right about it. But you can see him going, oh, for God's sake. Really? He looks at you as if to say,
my
really?
Dog hates it.
He's had a Mexican hat on and everything. Everything.
I tried to put a raincoat on her once to go for a walk, and she just stopped walking until I took it off.
But it's just, we like to do it.
I know.
We like to dress them
up. One of my friends, actually, her sort of phobia in life is dogs in clothes. It actually makes her hands get all sweaty.
Don't let her look at my Instagram, whatever you do.
But you know, I'm a bit like that with, like, you know, like small children in beauty pageants.
Oh, no.
I think
she
has the same feeling about
it. Yeah, but I love watching that, though. I can't help it.
But it's you can't turn away, can you? Yeah. It's just so awful.
Yeah. False eyelashes and far too much makeup.
I don't think they are children, though. I think they're wee tiny people. They've just, or else they're dead big giant people. Their parents are big giant people. They're not real.
Yeah.
They're not like real people. It's a shame.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered it all. I think we have.
I don't know what else to say.
I mean, laundry, dog breeds. Absolutely. I mean, it's a one-stop shop.
You'll need to have me back. That was great fun. I loved it.
Every week, please.
Isn't it great just talking nonsense?
I really love it.
Yes. There's got to be more of it in the world.
We're trying to make a sort of sideline out of it. I mean, it's our side hustle, talking nonsense.
It's good. You do it beautifully.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, it was a blast.
You're the busiest woman.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Thank you for brightening our mornings and brightening our podcast.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.